Hola, video número tres. Okay, so let's talk about the wuzzes now, okay? Because the wuzzes are probably, if I see an issue in the students that I talk to, one of the issues they have is actually identifying which wuzz should it be, okay? So what are our wuzzes, okay? And, you know, obviously there are a lot of other options, but let's just stick to the wuzzes because this can help to get everything nice and clear. So we've got estuvo, okay? We've got estaba. We've got fue. And we've got era. Okay? So estuvo, estaba. So that's preterite, estar, imperfect, estar. And then we've got fue and era. Preterite, ser. Preterite, imperfect, ser. Okay? So estuvo, estaba, fue, era. So let's start doing some sentences, perhaps the ones that initially I said, okay? He was a teacher. He was a teacher. Now, first question, how long for? Any indication? Any indication of how long? No, not really. And certainly in my mind, I'm not putting any type of measurement on that. He was a teacher. Yeah, that's what his career was. So first of all, we know we're in the imperfect because we can't measure that. The question is it ser or is it estar? Now, do you think being a teacher was the plan? Or was it a surprise for him? No, it was the plan. Okay, so if it's the plan, if it's the expected, ser. So what would that be? Era profesor. And remember, with professions, you don't need to say era un profesor, unless you qualified at the end, but just era profesor. Okay, do you see how that worked? So we can't measure it, and it was probably the plan. Era. Okay. The party last Friday was fantastic. Okay? Fantastic. So, the party. First of all, can we answer the questions? How many times? The party last Friday. I think we can assume once, eh? Yeah? So, we know that it's going to be preterite, because we can measure it. Yeah? And then, was it the plan or was it not the plan? Now, this is where it gets a little bit blurry, because was it the plan that it was a fantastic party? I think it probably was. The people who made the party planned for it to be a fantastic party. And that was because there was music and there was a band and lots of great food, okay? It was planned to be, okay. So, it's a plan, ser. Ser preterite, so that would be, la fiesta fue fantástica. Fue fantástica. I want to come back to the difference between la fiesta fue buena y la fiesta estuvo bien. Okay, we'll come back to that shortly. All right, he was angry. Okay, now, first of all, can we measure that? He was angry. Is there anything that I'm saying about being angry that you can measure? No. So we can guess that it's going to be imperfect. Okay, it's not really measurable. And then, was that the plan that he was angry? Is that what we expect? No. This is something outside of the normal behavior. He was angry. Outside of the normal. If you want to go to permanent or temporary, it's a temporary state. But if you stick on, is this the plan or not? No, it's not the plan. So we know that it's estar. And we know that it's imperfect because we can't measure it. Does that make sense? So it's going to be estaba. Él estaba enfadado, enojado, cabreado. You choose the one that you like. Okay? In Spain, they tend to say cabreado first and enfadado. And in Latin America, I believe they use enojado, certainly in Mexico. Okay. So can you see how that works? Not measurable and not the plan. Okay. And then, what about this one? Oh, he was here for an hour. Okay, first question. Can you measure it? Absolutely. He was here for an hour. An hour. Okay. And now we've got plan or not plan. Well, this is where we need to just step to one side. Remember the location that I pushed to one side? That's location, isn't it? He was here. And so that's Estad. You don't even need to think about it. It's not a, it wasn't an event where you would have a ticket, so Estad. Okay? And it's preterite. So you would say, él estuvo una hora. Estuvo aquí una hora. Él estuvo aquí una hora. Okay? Does that make sense? So, what we're doing, now, this might seem very labored, and hey, it is. And you know why it's labored? Why you think, hang on a minute, right, I want to say, he was a teacher for 10 years, right. All right, so let's have a look. For how long? Can you measure it? Yes, 10 years, preterite. And then he was a teacher for 10 years. Was that the plan? I would have thought so. So it's said. So that must be fue. Okay? Now that's a long process. Do you think Spanish speakers do that? They don't need to. And you know why? Because after a while, language becomes, not language, it becomes like music. It just becomes a melody. And when somebody says, if somebody says, estaba profesor durante 10 años, for somebody who's got the ear tuned in, they'll just go, ooh, something seriously awry there. That's not right. Okay? They don't know why it's not right. They just know that it sounds wrong. It's like hitting a bum note when you're playing a symphony, hitting a wrong note, and people go, ooh, wrong note. All right? We don't have the luxury of that. This is not our first language. And so we have to do it manually. And I apologize for that. Lo siento mucho. But I have to do it. And I had to do it. But there's something really good about it. Once you have educated your mind, once you have shown your mind a number of times that this is the system that you use, after a while it becomes automatic. So don't think that for the rest of your Spanish-speaking life you're going to have to go, how many times, how long, is this the plan or not? No, you'll only do that for as long as it's needed to get it into your unconscious mind. And then after that, just like driving. You learn to drive, at the beginning you're thinking, what, I've got to put my clutch, for those who have clutches, okay, I've got to put it into gear and I've got to check my mirror and put the indicator on and look behind and what? I can't do all those things at the same time. And then a year later, you're pulling away and you're looking to see if you've got your makeup on straight, or, and that's for me, and you're checking your hair, you're looking in the back, everybody all right in the back, do you want a sandwich? You don't even think about it. And that's exactly what your Spanish is going to be like after a while. So just keep rolling with this, okay? Don't be put off by the mechanical nature of it. That's how you get the system in place, okay? That's how you make it become automatic. All right, so let's have a look. Let's do a little story, okay? As I go along, I want you to ask yourself, is this imperfect or is this preterite, okay? Let's just try that. All right, so Superman. Mm-hmm. Superman lived on the planet Krypton. His parents lived there too. Planet Krypton was in problems. One day his parents decided to send him away. They put him in a rocket and they shot the rocket out into space. Alright, so let's go back and do this one by one. Superman lived on the planet Krypton. Can you measure that? No, you can't. So that must be imperfect. You can't measure it. How long? How many times? I don't know. Okay? His parents lived there too. Can you measure that? So that would be vivían. Yeah, because you can't measure it. It's just a description. It's just something, you know, how many times? Doesn't make sense, does it? Okay. The planet was in problems. Can you measure that? How many times was it in problems, or for how long? We don't know. So that's imperfect. Okay. One day, Superman's parents decided to send him off. Okay, so decided. How many times do you decide? One time. You can measure decision. Yeah, I decided. Okay. They put him into a rocket. How many times do you put somebody into a rocket? Once. Unless you get them in wrong, you've got to take them back out again and put them in. But you can still count them. They put him into the rocket 3 times. Okay. Still all measurable. So. Pusieron. Preterite. Mm-hmm. Le pusieron. Or lo pusieron. Vale? And then. They shot him off into space. How many times do you shoot somebody off into space? Once. Measurable. Preterite, okay? So, that's what you have to do, okay? You have to go through the sequence. Now, last couple of questions, and I'll tell you what you can do. I'm going to give you these sentences, and I'd like you to answer in the comments, okay? And as soon as I get a chance, I'll answer you. The first person to answer correctly gets a star, and congratulations, felicidades. Yeah. Correcto. So let's see who can be the first person to put the correct answers here. All right. So how would you say, okay, the, he was here this morning. What about that one? Okay. And this one, He was happy all of his life. He was happy all of his life. Okay, so you work that out, and then I want to finish with just a little word on la fiesta fue bueno y la fiesta estuvo bien. Okay, now first rule, ser bueno, estar bien. Please don't mix them up until you, well, first of all, ser bien, never, jamás can you say es bien. Mm-mm, never. So if you do find yourself saying es bien, stop it. Okay, porque está prohibido. However, you can say estar bueno in two types of situations, when you're talking about food and when you're talking about sexy people. But until you're clear on that, don't do it. Stick to ser bueno, estar bien. So what's the difference between me saying la fiesta fue buena, la fiesta fue buena, la fiesta estuvo bien? Okay, simply this. When I'm using ser, I'm commenting on the quality, the intrinsic value of that party. I'm saying la fiesta fue buena porque había música, había comida riquísima, había mucha gente interesante. Okay? That's why I'm saying fue buena. You're talking about the kind of party it was. If I say la fiesta estuvo bien, think about when somebody says to you, ¿cómo estás? And you say, well, estoy bien. I'm okay. I'm well. I'm okay. Okay, that's all it is. It's very light. It's a very general thing. So when you say, "Moi, la fiesta estuvo bien," what you're saying is, it was okay. But you're not really commenting on what kind of party it was. You're just saying it was okay. Estuvo bien. Mm-hmm. Estuvo muy bien. It was really okay. But you're still not commenting on the quality of the party or anything like that. All right? So that's the difference. So if you want to really talk about what the party was like, you're going to use ser. If you just want to comment on whether it was okay or not, estar. Does that make sense? Okay, muy bien. I've talked long enough, and I hope that's been helpful for you. All right, 3 videos. So go off now and practice. Use the questions. For how long? How many times? Listen for your wasing, wearing, you're used to. Ask yourself, is this the plan or is this not the plan? Is this what I expect or is this the unexpected? plan ser. The unexpected estar. ¿Ok? Muy bien. Hasta luego. Muchas gracias y nos vemos en el próximo vídeo. Adiós.